What happens when the person you're supposed to hate becomes the one you can't stop watching? For Garrett, a successful 36-year-old businessman who runs an exclusive club catering to voyeurs, this question becomes painfully personal when he accidentally discovers his 23-year-old stepsister Mia performing as a cam girl online. Instead of clicking away, he creates a fake persona, Drake, and begins a virtual relationship with her, setting in motion a dangerous game of dual identities that will challenge everything they thought they knew about desire, vulnerability, and connection. Their story isn't just about forbidden attraction, it's about the profound human need to be truly seen. Behind Garrett's voyeuristic tendencies lies a deeper yearning to witness and be witnessed in return, not just physically, but emotionally. And beneath Mia's performances lies her own secret. She's been in love with her antagonistic stepbrother for years, hiding behind sarcasm to protect her heart. 7 years before reuniting with Mia at their parents' lake house, Garrett's corporate career collapsed during an economic downturn. In the aftermath, a drunken confession about his voyeuristic tendencies led to an unexpected opportunity when his friend Emerson proposed creating the Salacious Players Club, an exclusive establishment for consenting adults to explore their desires. The risky venture evolved into a renowned club with meticulous attention to detail, flattering ambient lighting, strategic mirrors, and comfortable viewing spaces. Every element, from sound dampening to temperature control, prioritized client comfort. The club operated with unwavering protocols, comprehensive consent procedures, thorough background checks, and clear boundaries. For Garrett, the club became a sanctuary where his desires were celebrated rather than shameful. Yet, despite his professional success and active social life, something felt hollow as he watched his formerly wild friends settle into committed relationships while he maintained his cynicism about love. When Garrett reluctantly agrees to spend the summer at his parents' lake house, he expects the usual tension with his stepsister Mia. Their 15-year relationship has been marked by bickering since she was 8. What surprises him is how much she's changed, more confident in her curvier body and sharper in their verbal sparring. Mia has been working secretly as cam girl Wicked Kitten 21-4, enjoying both financial independence and the sense of power her online work provides. What Garrett doesn't know is that beneath her antagonistic exterior, she's been in love with him for years. In a twist of fate, Garrett, during a drunken, lonely night, stumbles upon Wicked Kitten 21-4 online and recognizes Mia. Instead of leaving the site, he creates a fake identity to communicate with her. Their typically antagonistic relationship at the lake house begins to shift as they spend time together. During a walk, they share an unexpectedly intimate conversation about relaxation techniques. The situation grows increasingly complicated as Garrett continues messaging Mia as Drake, learning her innermost thoughts, including her attraction to her stepbrother, while she remains unaware of his deception. At the lake house, their animosity gradually transforms into attraction. A heated wrestling match turns sexual until Garrett pulls away, manipulating Mia to reveal her secret job, leaving her humiliated. Their physical connection deepens through increasingly intimate moments, a genuine connection during paddleboard yoga, and a charged encounter when Garrett enters while Mia's wearing just a towel. Their relationship shifts dramatically at a local tavern when Garrett overhears someone planning to exploit Mia's online identity. After confronting him, they flee and finally give in to their attraction. When Mia reveals she's a virgin, Garrett pulls back, despite her protests, adding another layer of tension. What follows is an intoxicating dance of power exchanges as they explore their attraction. Their dynamic constantly shifts between vulnerability and dominance. These physical moments parallel emotional revelations, like when Garrett shares his relationship philosophy. A real man knows that true to possessing someone is a privilege, and it's not their body you'll own. It's so much more. At Salacious, Garrett learns the club is struggling financially. During a meeting, his partners suggest bringing in cam girls for events, but Garrett firmly refuses any possibility of involving Mia. Meanwhile, Mia feels torn between her feelings for Drake and Garrett. The collision occurs when she visits the club to confront Garrett about their relationship, only to discover Salacious is actually a sex club. When Garrett spots her, they argue before passion takes over. He carries her to a mirrored room where they finally cross the line they've been avoiding, with Garrett taking Mia's virginity in an encounter that transforms them both. Their happiness is interrupted when Mia's father is hospitalized. As Garrett supports her through this crisis, he realizes he wants her permanently in his life. However, their relationship shatters when Mia discovers Garrett has been posing as Drake all along. Devastated by his deception, she leaves him with the painful truth, "I always wanted you more." The aftermath devastates them both. Garrett sinks into depression, revealing his history of mental health struggles, including a past incident others called a suicide attempt. Their reconciliation happens when Mia performs at the club and Garrett pleads for forgiveness. In a powerful role reversal, she takes control, binding him to the wall and teasing him before the audience. This public vulnerability becomes their healing path. Afterward, Garrett confesses his lifelong depression, explaining how Mia brings him peace and allows him to be authentic. Mia realizes she's found someone who accepts her messiness as she accepts his. As she falls asleep in his arms, she tells him, "I see you." They become engaged 3 months later. The epilogue shows them nearly 2 years into marriage, trying for a baby. Though Garrett still has episodes, he manages them while being a loving husband. Their connection has deepened, their physical intimacy now matched by emotional understanding, completing their journey from forbidden desire to unconditional love. We all wear masks, hiding parts of ourselves we fear others would reject. Eyes on Me explores how transformative it can be when someone truly sees us and loves what they find. Garrett's voyeurism works on multiple levels. He watches others professionally, observes Mia as Drake, and eventually allows Mia to see his complete self, including his depression and vulnerability. For Mia, being desired for her mind and heart rather than just her body becomes the ultimate intimacy. Their journey shows how authentic connection requires courage from both parties. The club setting powerfully reinforces this theme, transforming watching and being watched into something meaningful. What begins as physical voyeurism evolves into emotional witnessing, with both characters discovering that true intimacy comes from seeing and accepting another's whole self, flaws included. Their story delivers a nuanced message. Love isn't about finding someone perfect. It's about finding someone who sees your imperfections and chooses you anyway. As Mia tells Garrett, "I see you." In that simple phrase lies profound intimacy,